Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain. I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, security officers, our U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort, too, to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody that's out there working right now on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, but especially our over-the-road truck drivers out there. Special shout out to you guys. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, and Parler the same way. Also on Getter. And don't forget, you can check us out on Twitter at Captain's America. And our website is the Captain's America Third Watch.com. Simply the Captain's America Third Watch.com. And joining us from FoundersCode.com, we have Denise Simon, and good morning to you.
Good morning.
Now, we're going to start with some news that I started out last hour with, and some people in this hour haven't heard it, so here we go. A Jeff Zucker CNN report. Oh, yes, Mr. Zucker himself bit the dust, bit the bullet, decided to resign, quit CNN. The only question is he going to take the little short, fat, bald-headed guy with him, Brian Stetler?
You know, CNN's for sale and has been for sale.
Correct.
And what's particularly interesting in all of this is Zucker, the way he was running the operation, he was very macro in his style. He was virtually involved in pretty much every single story and every single guest that CNN had on. So now we have a situation here with CNN that they are rudderless. So what does this do to the value of the company that it's because it's been for sale? Their viewership has been down significantly. I think it's gone down 75% and 75% and 75%.
Yep.
And now they've got several lawsuits, including Chris Cuomo. So you got a few people over there, Anderson Cooper and Don Lemon and Stelter, that should be necessarily shaking in their boots, because I'm not sure that the company can survive now that Zucker is gone. And gone in what capacity, we don't really know that from their advertisers. So This is really kind of it has wide consequences of what's happening there. And Zucker, I think, is going to be quite involved in some of these other lawsuits that are going on. I think he knew a lot more about Governor Cuomo and those operations and and so forth, so on. So it's much more complicated than we necessarily think. And I see that this thing could go through a full blown collapse.
Okay. Let's shift down over to the telephone line. We've got Mr. Mike in Clearwater. So there, Michael, what's on your mind?
Good morning, Denise. Always a pleasure, ma'am. So we got some people that say, well, you know, even though Putin amassed all his troops on the border, he's just sort of playing a game of chicken. He probably has no intention of attacking. Well, what a stupid thing to say. If you put that many troops on the border, I don't think you're doing it to bluff. I think you really do have plans to invade. And that brings me to my ultimate. We got the North Koreans lobbing missiles. We got China that wants Taiwan, and we got Russia that wants, Russia that wants Ukraine. There we go. So here's my question. If all three of these were to come to a head, which it looks like it, much as I hope it doesn't, it will, how close are we to World War III? And I believe we're in a very dangerous, not so good place. So what do you have to say, Denise? Thank you so much.
Okay, go ahead. You first.
Yeah, and throwing Iran into the mix. Let's just say, for the sake of argument, that Putin does not invade, or take over Ukraine. The threat of doing that has already hurt Ukraine significantly because there is very little economy that's happening there based out of fear. There's not going to be any investment. So they're kind of facing almost a financial threat and possible collapse. And so it's putting the country in a very desperate situation here. And, you can destroy a country and make it subservient without even so much as firing a shot.
That's right.
I think that we've seen some of that.
Yep.
But when Russia took over Crimea, that should in fact be where the core of the examination is on how that happens.
Hold that thought, because you're going to get cut off by the computer here. Okay, when we come back, more on that subject. Plus, we'll finish the rest of it, and I have something to venture in with, too, about this. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you want to talk with the captain or with Denise Simon, 877-969-8600 on the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. More with Denise right after this.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
This is Kyle Warren, and we're coming back right now with Denise Simon of FoundersCode.com, right here on the Captain's America Third Watch. Be sure to check out all the great articles she has over there. That's FoundersCode.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it right away in this portion of the program. My conversation with Denise Simon brought to you by Geico Insurance. Now, Geico has been saving people money for 85 years and are currently the second largest personal auto insurer in the country, insuring over 25 million drivers, including me, your humble talk radio host. Now, your local Geico office, your dealer, agent rather, can take care of you and give you a quote for the car you're driving, the truck you're driving, and several other things. Or the website, geico.com, you can go there and get the same quote. And also, they'll give you coverage for the motorcycle you may have, the ATV, the boat, or the RV. And don't forget, the cheapest way to buy insurance is to bundle it. And what you do is you bundle your homeowners and your renter's insurance all together, or your condo insurance, by doing it at geico.com. That's Geico, G-E-I-C-O.com. Check it out. Okay, Denise Simon, FoundersCode.com, is back with us, and please continue your thoughts.
Well, Putin has really already, in these tactics, he's already disrupted any kind of equilibrium across the globe. He's got pretty much every country in Europe, that's Western and Eastern Europe, and the United States and Canada, off balance. All of them don't necessarily know what to do. Now, there's a big discussion on whether we should keep NATO at all or not. Well, I would argue that it has nothing really to do exclusively with Ukraine. I've said it on the show several times, look at all the things that Russia has been doing for years. Cyber attacks. They've had their bombers buzzing the United States and Northern Europe.
Uh-huh.
They have, in fact, poisoned people. So they took over Crimea without consequence. essentially, Russia was a war criminal when it came to Syria, which, by the way, we just ran a special operation last night in the area of Idlib.
Right.
That the Pentagon says was a success, but I'm not sure how you can get a success with 13 people killed, six of which are children. But they were looking for, apparently, an Al-Qaeda terrorist in a particular home.
Mm-hmm.
There were lots of explosions. But nonetheless, so where was... the Russians been trying to take over Syria, too, because they want to have a large footprint on the Mediterranean. So all the things that Moscow has been doing here, going all the way back to the first poisonings, and likely some of the attacks on the sonic electronic hits that they had
right.
on the diplomats and CIA.
Right.
You know, at what point does the world tell Putin, go sit in a corner and behave?
Mm-hmm.
We'll try and make you a good citizen of the globe.
Mm-hmm.
If not, we got some other things we need to do. And that needs to come from all of NATO.
Mm-hmm.
But NATO's not on the same page, and it's mostly because of Germany. I would argue almost exclusively because of Germany.
Okay,
but let's not forget, too, Russia took over Crimea. But nobody's admitting the fact that they've already taken over Belarus.
Okay, we've got two callers on the line. Let's go to caller number one. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, it's Bill in Buckhead. How are you?
How you doing there, Bill?
Hey, I'm doing well. Denise just commented on that U.S. raid. I was just curious who might have done that as far as SEAL team or Ranger or U.S. Marine recon or anything like that or any additional intel. But it's just a shame the kids, because it happened in Afghanistan, Denise. How many kids were killed in Afghanistan? 10?
9, I think. 9.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But anyway, I'll let you get back to the other caller, Captain, just looking for more information on that. Thank you very much.
All right. Don't we have Marines in Syria?
No, this is special operations. So
okay.
13 people killed, 6 children, 4 women. This was done in the area of Idlib. Apparently there was an Al-Qaeda stronghold in some particular house.
Mm-hmm.
It looks to me that we did this along with the Syrian Civil Defense or Syrian Defense Force.
Mm-hmm.
The White Helmets were there trying to clean up the mess. You've got a Britain-based observatory for human rights that was still counting the children. I mean, still counting the civilians.
Mm-hmm.
But it looks to me that it was probably the Green Berets and not the SEAL team.
Okay, got another caller here. Let's see here. Mel in Saratoga Springs. Okay, Mel.
Oh, yeah. As far as NATO, yes, hi, Denise and Captain. But as far as NATO is concerned, what do they produce financially to support themselves in regards to security? They seem to be like a manufacturer looking for a product to sell. And as far as Biden and this Winking and nod. It seems to me that whenever they speak with the leader of the Ukraine, the leader over there seems to be telling them, like, hey, leave me alone. I don't need you guys getting involved in any of this stuff here that you're trying to perpetuate a war. He seems to be have everything more or less. Even his people don't seem to be threatened by the Russians.
Okay,
everyone's saying it.
All right.
Well,
let us answer that. Thank you, Mel. Go ahead, Janice.
Help you, Mel. NATO, first of all, is a defensive organization. It's not an offensive organization.
Correct.
And through the dues that the members pay into the organization, that is there to protect from Russian aggression. And Russian aggression has lots of variety to it. Now, after Russia took over, Crimea, we have something called CIA paramilitary. And I know that people are going to just throw their arms up in the air when they hear that. But
mm-hmm.
We have brought some interesting people here from Ukraine to the United States, and we have been training them for quite some time, since Crimea.
Mm-hmm.
And we have some that are in Ukraine, but they're called Ukrainian Special Forces, and apparently you got a secret location here in the United States as well. So this is, there are several things here that need to be understood, is that you've got electronic warfare, which is very different than your normal ground operations.
Right.
And then you've got drone operations, and you've got intelligence. So what we're essentially doing is telling Ukraine, we're going to help you with this. And, well, again, we've been doing this for a very long time. We've gone through everything from land navigation to camouflage to how to deal with insurgents. But I've got a buddy who I've known for quite some time who actually lives in Kyiv. He was a special operations pilot before he retired. And he lives there. He's been living there since the whole Crimea thing.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got civilians over there. They've actually created civilian militias. Ukraine is ready to fight. I don't know that they have everything that they need to have in order to fight, because we don't know what the Soviets, I'm going to say, Russians, are going to present. But it's a wide variety of threats. Command and control. I mean, they've already, remember, 2 years ago, 3 years ago, 4 years ago, when Russia shut off all the energy, electricity going into Ukraine and by cyber attack.
Mm-hmm.
This is a threat that Eastern Europe is concerned about too. So Russia has, I mean, this is a concocted thing, you know, that they're afraid of the United States. Well, that's ridiculous. I mean, because look who we got sitting in the White House. But nonetheless, they are, in fact, a thorn in the side to Western nations. So he wants to be relevant. Now you got Erdogan of Turkey, who has decided that he wants to jump in and help mediate, because remember, he is a NATO member, or Turkey's a NATO member, too.
But yep.
Anyway, that's where we are.
Yeah, and we're running out of time here, but I'll tell you what. This is a lesson in futility, if you will, plus the politicking that's going on. You know, there are some people hoping the United Nations can solve this problem. They're not.
No.
They're not.
No.
All right.
No, this is all data.
We will talk to you tomorrow, same time, same bat channel.
Sure.
All right, Denise Simon, everybody, founderscode.com, founderscode.com. Go over there, check out all the great things that she has to offer. In the meantime, we're coming back with our military and veterans news segment. Don't go anywhere.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
USA Radio News.
The U.S. is sending troops to Europe.
President Biden is sending U.S. troops to Europe in the wake of Russian posturing at the Ukraine border. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby from the lectern.
An additional force of about approximately 2,000 troops from the United States to Europe in the next few days. The 82nd Airborne Division is deploying components of an infantry brigade combat team and key enablers to Poland. And the 18th Airborne Corps is moving a joint task force capable headquarters to Germany. This force is trained and equipped for a variety of missions, Americans to deter aggression and to reassure and to defend our allies.
The 8,500 troops announced earlier this week will remain on standby. From the West Coast USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And Washington's NFL team is now known as the Commanders. The franchise unveiled the new name 18 months after it dropped its old moniker. You're listening to USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Hi, Peter Vaccaro for ParanormalDate.com. Are you looking for love in all the wrong places? Now you have a chance to change that by signing up for free at ParanormalDate.com. This incredible dating site puts people of like minds together. People who are interested in the strange, the unusual, mysteries, ghosts, UFOs, and the afterlife, and so much more. ParanormalDate.com was developed for you, people seeking a viable alternative to the other dating services. You can join for free by going to ParanormalDate.com, and if you decide you like it and want to connect with people, use the code GEORGE for a substantial discount. Mark Rawlings, president of ParanormalDate.com, says so many people hunger to share their experiences about the paranormal, the unexplainable, or the afterlife, and so much more, and this is the source for them to meet and share that common interest. So sign up for free at ParanormalDate.com, ParanormalDate.com, and use the code GEORGE if you decide to connect with someone you like.
Hi, everybody. This is the Captain, Matt Bruce. Tune in 2 to 6 a.m. to hear tonight what they'll be talking about tomorrow on this radio station. The Captain's America Third Watch. Always American and always conservative. God bless America.
Hello, I'm Ron Edwards, host of the Edwards Notebook. And you're listening to the Captain, Matt Bruce, on America's Third Watch.
Now, it's time for Military and Veterans News. On the Captain's America Third Watch.
Yes, indeedy, it is time for our military and veterans news, brought to you by the National Aviation Academy, where I was with a whole bunch of great people last night. They had a great dinner. Monty Kiffin was the speaker, former Bucks defensive coach. It was very interesting to hear from him. And now you're going to hear from the National Aviation Academy.
Hey America, is there anything you're truly proud of? How about becoming an aviation maintenance technician? In just 14 months, you'll be watching the metal birds that you just repaired soar back into the sky. At National Aviation Academy, we train ordinary men and women to do extraordinary things. Call 800-659-2080 or visit wingmenwanted.com. I can't think of anything else to be more proud of. For more information about our statistics, visit naa.edu/success.
Now, the National Aviation Academy has got two locations, two campuses, where they will train you to become an aviation maintenance technician. Now, one of them is in Clearwater, Florida. I'm in Tampa. They're over on the other side of the bay in Clearwater, but they're right here in my backyard. The other one is up in Concord, Massachusetts, which is just outside the city limits of Boston. Now, you've heard me say it before, and I'll say it again. You should call them up and schedule a tour at whichever facility you want to take a look at, and go from there. Now, their website is naa.edu. That's naa.edu. And the phone number to call to schedule your tour is 800-659-2080. That's 800-659-2080. call that number and ask to take the tour at either one of their campuses, either the one in Concord, Mass., outside Boston, or the one down here in my backyard, Clearwater, Florida, in Tampa Bay. Now, in either case, you're going to be glad you did, because you'll be able to ask questions of the students, ask questions of the instructors, and you'll also be able to talk to the money people that will tell you about the programs they have for veterans, using your veterans benefits, and also the student loan applications, how that all works. Well, radars, magnetrons, and other toxic exposures may leave unique signatures on aviators' cells, giving restrictions and researchers the first evidence of the cause of some of the cancers that these people are getting. And yes, they are coming down with cancers. A lot of the pilots, a lot of the people working the aircraft for whatever reason. By the way, if Russia invades, and Denise and I just talked about it, some of the folks in the Ukrainian country have been training and have already put together their own little militias, their own little private armies, to help back up the military and to help try to repel a Russian invasion if that's what happens. They're going to wage a guerrilla war against one of the world's greatest military powers. And the last time that was done in Afghanistan by Osama bin Laden. And if you remember right, the Russians had to leave Afghanistan just the way we did. Only they left a lot quicker than we did. Now, the last Monday in September is being recommended to be set aside to recognize and honor Gold Star families all across the country. Gold Star Families Day would be celebrated each September, the last Monday in September, under a new proposal that's in front of Congress right now. I think it's a great idea. I say bring it on. We'll see what happens. By the way, students will receive a text or email once a month to remind them to take action so they don't miss out on the payouts that they'll be getting when they go to school, when they enroll to go full-time. Students are actually being paid not only their benefits to go to school, but also money, a living a wager, if you will, living expense, to help them out while they're at school. Now, in his first comments on the standoff with the West over to Ukraine in more than a month, Vladimir Putin said that the Kremlin is still studying the U.S. and NATO's response and to what's going to happen next. They've not made up their mind, according to him, whether or not they're going to invade or not invade. So that may be a good thing, for the moment anyway, but we'll have to see what happens. Now, Libya is in the news for deserving more U.S. military attention to keep the Russian ambitions there at bay. Wow, here we go again. We'll see what happens. We can't be the world's policemen, but apparently other people have a different idea of that. Now, the Okinawa governor, Okinawa, of course, being over in Japan, wants U.S. troops to stay on their bases, even as the COVID-19 case numbers are declining. They're very much afraid over there that the Americans will spread it to the Japanese people.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
And, of course, Mark Walters, who had to get in on the act right there, he, of course, is on Sunday nights on many of these radio stations with Armed American Radio, the Monster Cast. And he's now gone to 2 hours, by the way, on his weekly daily defense show from 4 o'clock to 6 o'clock. So you might want to check that out, various stations. He's not on all of the stations, but he's on quite a few and gaining some more. Now, a new commission aimed at reforming the Defense Department's budgeting process is going to include former Pentagon Acquisition and Sustainment Chief Alan M. Lord, as well as several other former high-ranking Air Force leaders. This is going to be a new panel to reform the Pentagon budgeting process, and we'll see how all that plays out. In addition, the United States has sent our top security official to help NATO brace for the Russian cyber attacks that they all know are coming over the Ukraine. Now, the visit by the official, Ann Neuberger, the Deputy National Security Advisor for Cyber and Emerging Technology, underscored the recent intelligence assessments that an invasion of Ukraine would almost certainly be preceded by renewed cyber attacks on the Ukraine's electric grid, the communication system, and its government ministries, as Denise and I talked about, that that had happened before. In addition, we know that the Coast Guard seized some 230 pounds of marijuana near South Padre Island. And that was good going for the Coast Guard to do that. They got it off a boat, a high-speed boat. And they're also opening an investigation after a Royal Caribbean cruise ship sailed too close to a SpaceX rocket launch on Sunday. Everybody's wondering why they did that. They actually sailed up near the barge that this spacecraft was taking off at. Now, nearly 3 years after ISIS lost its final enclave, Islamic State fighters are reemerging as a deadly threat. You heard about the attack over there in Idlib, and maybe this has something to do with it, but they're on the move again. We'll have to see what happens. All right, we're coming back with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street. Kathy's going to take us to break.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
February is Heart Month, every year for the month of February, to show our appreciation to Extendivite's faithful customers, we have a sale. If you would like to try Extendivite, now is the time to get a few months ahead and really give Extendivite the time to show you how it works. Most of Extendivite's long-term customers wait for this sale to stock up. People and doctors tell us about the unbelievable improvements that they have experienced in their overall health, not just the heart. Extendivite wants you to experience the power of these herbs. Get a four-month supply for only $115 for either the capsules or tincture. Please take advantage of this once-per-year sale and get healthy for life. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or find us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. That's the CaptainsAmericaThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You bet I will. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, my conversation with Chris Markowski, the watchdog on Wall Street, is brought to you by our friends at Moss Acura. M-A-U-S is how you spell Moss. By the way, I ran into Dave Moss Jr. last night, too. How about that? He was at the same event I was at, and I did not know he was going to be there. So we had a good old, we had a good time gang there. Now, if you love the feel of a high-end SUV, you're going to love Moss Acura. The powertrain technology of the Acura lineup is better than ever, and the flagship MDX Sport Utility has made the complete refresh that's now made this great SUV far and away the leader in its class. Now, keep in mind that what makes all of this fantastic is that Moss Acura is the home of the You Serve, You Save program, which means all active duty military, all veterans, all first responders, and church pastors, too, get a great deal on their Moss Acura. Now, you can check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. And remember, they're located on North Florida Avenue, right next door to Moss Nissan. Tell them I sent you, and it's only 30 minutes north to St. Pete, about 20 minutes north of downtown Tampa. So check them out. Moss, M-A-U-S, Acura.com. Okay, the watchdog on Wall Street is with us. Good morning, Mr. Chris.
Good morning.
I want to see what you think about this. More nations now reportedly around the world are ending the COVID restrictions because things are getting a lot better. And, of course, we've talked about this several times. But when is the U.S. going to wake up to the fact that maybe we can drop some of these stupid restrictions?
Well, I think that
I think that the masks have become almost, it's almost become like a religion to certain people. And, you know, I've actually even seen comments from people in the airline industry that they, you know, they would love to make that permanent in many cases. You know, it's just, it's patently absurd. You know, you're taking a look, and I mean, you guys live in a state where, I mean, there really isn't any COVID restrictions down there. Everybody kind of does what they want to do, which is great. But other places, not so much. I've been, you know, basically handling it here. So I just, you know, I know you certain places you're supposed to wear a mask in. I just don't. I don't put one on until someone tells me to put one on, and that's not happening anymore. You know, going shopping for my wife for her birthday a week or so ago, and you know, I go into the shopping center and I walk in. They're supposed to wear a mask in the stores. I didn't wear it the entire time. Nobody said a word to me. Mm-hmm. Again, you know, the people wearing, I'm not, unless I'm told to by, you know, one of the people that work there, I won't do it. There has to be more pushback with this stuff. The information that's continually pouring out, you know, basically showing that everything that we did was wrong. Everything mm-hmm. that we did was wrong from the beginning. It should have been 15 days to stop the spread. And it should have ended right then and there.
Mm-hmm.
All of the lockdowns proven didn't make any difference. We talked about this yesterday on the
That's
book.
Right.
Mm-hmm. The masks don't work. All of this stuff. And you know, let's be honest here, okay? You know, I know some people, it's not going to sit well with them. You know, Donald Trump decided to hire Anthony Fauci and Burks and crew. He also had, he brought in Scott Atlas after the fact. They just didn't listen to him. They didn't listen to anybody else, and it was because of politics.
Mm-hmm.
And they thought that, well, we can't go against what this guy has to say. And again, we're $30 trillion in debt, which is three times as much, mm-hmm. okay, than it was in 2010.
Right.
We spent trillions and trillions and trillions of dollars. This is going to hurt economic growth moving forward. This is debt that we put on my kids and, God willing, my future grandkids' credit card. And it's all shameful. It really is.
Mm-hmm.
For what? For what? For an exercise in futility that most people could have realized if they actually were a critical thinker, did their homework, shut off the mainstream media, and understand how respiratory diseases actually work.
Mm-hmm. All right. We're going to go to the phone call or phone line here. We have a call. Okay. Good morning, Mike. What's on your mind?
Hi, Chris.
Good morning.
So the Fed says they're going to start a series of rate hikes, maybe possibly 3-4 this year, which I personally believe they should have started hiking the rates a long time ago because we've had 0% or cheap money for too long. And I imagine when these rates start to go up, creep up slowly, you know, families that have large amounts of credit card debt that where it's manageable now, well, when the interest rate goes up now, it's not going to be so manageable. And unless if they can pay it off or significantly pay it down, I foresee a lot of families and a lot of people with huge amounts of credit card debt, they're in for some hurting. So what do you think about that? And what? Thank you so much.
Go ahead, Chris. Go ahead.
Credit card debt is, you know, the interest rates are already ridiculous. These interest rates, these quarter points here, this is not negligible when you're seeing credit card interest rates, 17, 18, 25%. They've been through the roof for a long period of time because that's unsecured loans in essence, which is what credit card is. You jack up your credit card, you don't pay it off. They really don't do anything. I mean, you can go to bankruptcy court. There's really nothing they can repossess. They can repossess that vacation or that dinner that you went on.
Mm-hmm.
That's why the interest rates are so high on that. It is affecting right now. You're seeing mortgage rates come up, which again, it will dent the real estate market a little bit, which is fine. It's okay. But even if they raise 3-4 times, you're still taking a look at very, very low rates. I know there's people that are out there listening whose first mortgage interest payments were probably over 10-12%. I remember my first mortgage payment was 8%. I'm paying less than 3 right now. And it's, you know, historically rates are still very, very slow. And the reason being is the Fed can't really do much. How can they raise rates when we're $30 trillion in debt?
Mm-hmm.
nation has to continue to pay off and refinance this debt on a regular basis. If rates go up too much, I mean, that would absolutely destroy our budget, wreck it completely.
Yeah. I think my first mortgage was around 12%, 11.9 or something like that.
Yeah, and again, real estate was much cheaper. It was an inverse relationship. It,
right.
With rates that high, you know, houses can only sell for so much.
Yeah, you're absolutely right on that one. You know, when you talk about the money and you talk about all the different things that are going on here, inflation, of course, is just really the culprit of culprits, if you want to call it that. But we just can't seem to get this under control, nor does anybody seem to really want to. And again, according to the private job sector report that came out, the jobs fell by 301,000 in January. We were expecting to grow by 225,000, and we didn't. And I blame a lot of this on inflation.
I think that, well, with the jobs, I don't know about inflation with the job. I think, you know, businesses have adjusted and they're paying people and they're offering people what they want. I just think a lot of people have just decided to leave the workforce, which is really a shame. You know, we get the jobs number coming out on Friday. The ADP number just came out. It was very bad. Some people also blaming Omicron. Yeah, I've talked about this. There's simple ways we could, you know, I think there would be great ways to solve this problem right now, or, you know, at least debate it for a period of time. I would invite, senior citizens back into the workforce. And my, what I would say is this: if you're 65 years old or older, you're retired, you want to come back and workforce, work a few days a week, whatever it may be, tax free.
Mm-hmm.
Across the board, no federal taxes, no state taxes in your state, and no payroll taxes for you. But the employer would have to pay your its normal portion. That would think would be great. I think you might entice a lot of senior citizens to fill some of these jobs out there.
I agree.
It would be a good thing.
I agree, because you see a lot of people that do go back to work at places like Walmart, Target, Publix, the grocery store chain, Winn-Dixie, Walgreens, CVS pharmacies, and the people are happy to go to work there because they will work and they'll do a good job, whereas the young folks, they seem to go there. They last about 2 or 3 or 4 weeks, just enough time, I guess, to collect unemployment, and they're gone.
Well, you could do it this way, and I've actually written about this over the years, talking, you know, I don't think early retirement is a very good thing, it's a very healthy thing for most people, and most Americans don't have enough saved. I think a 3-day work week in retirement is quite the way to go.
Okay, you got to run. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Have yourself a great, wait a minute. Yeah, I'll talk to you tomorrow, so have yourself a great day. All right, and by then, he might be in a snowstorm up there, for all I know. So anyway, I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.